Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You might say, I'd never be a drunk in a gutter. It could happen a lot quicker than you think. Take a little drink today, a little more tomorrow, a little more next month. Used to be a six pack, now it's a fifth, now it's two. And these things can just snowball. And you can find yourself doing things, being involved in things you never imagined you would. And it's killing you on the inside.
Yes.
But your flesh is just running away because you're letting it. You let it get to that point.
Yes. Right.
Sexually, people they despise other folks, but all you got to do is start yielding some today. Flirting with somebody, have an affair, do it some more. And the flesh is never satisfied. It's always looking for something more exciting and something that'll challenge me more. And so then you experiment with this and then you experiment with that. And next thing you know, you're in places with people and doing things you never thought you would get to that place. So if you and I didn't get to that place, it's good. Nobody ever has to. But we understand, we should. If you're going to be honest, by the grace of God,
yes.
It's only by the grace of God,
right.
We never went that far.
That's right. That's right.
Because every one of us went part of the way.
Yes, sir.
Talk to these folks over here a little bit. Every one of us went part of the way. Maybe not as far as they did. Maybe not in that area, but in some area. Right? Come on, can you see this? And this thing about I would never, I could never, you are believing lies. You're believing lies. The flesh, there's only one thing to do with it. Nail it to the tree. Crucify it and say no. We're not even starting down that road, so we never get in the ditch like that. But when we see somebody that didn't stop, that kept yielding and it kept going down, 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 do not believe lies about yourself that could never have happened to you. You were on your way at one time. Tell the truth. Acknowledge the truth. And look with kindness on them. And with mercy. Is that right? It's somebody's baby. Is that right? Some mother's child. Some daddy's boy or girl. Is that right? And you don't want to see them judged? No matter how bad they have done. I mean, will God forgive all sin? Is the blood of Christ powerful enough to cleanse from all, even the most distorted, perverted murder?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes,
sir. Yes. Yes, it is.
Thank you.
It is.
Yes.
And there's going to be folks all in heaven that were murderers down here.
Yes, sir.
Liars and thieves, rapists,
yes, sir.
Pedophiles.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. But all things have passed away.
That's right.
All things have become new.
Yes, sir.
Washed by the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
Clean.
Yes.
You believe it or not?
Yes.
Well, if God can forgive them,
right.
Why can't we?
Right.
If He'll receive them,
uh-huh.
Why can't we?
Yes,
he won't receive their sin, but He'll receive them.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
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 I don't want to be like that Pharisee, do you?
No.
I'm not like other men. That's a stinking God's nose. I don't want to be a stinking God's nose. Anything I do to be that. John 8:1. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. And early in the morning he came to the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought to him a woman taken in adultery. And when they set her in the midst, they said to him, "Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. She was caught having sex in the bed, wherever, with somebody else's husband, multiple witnesses. The evidence is abundant and clear. They have already found her guilty and are ready to carry out the sentence of the law, which is death. Judged, found guilty, ready to punish her." Is she guilty? Apparently so. Verse 5. "Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. What do you say?" This they said, tempting him that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. Verse 7. "So when they continued asking him," so they badgered him. "What about it, preacher? The law, the word says stoner. What do you say? What do you say? What do you say?" Here's this poor dear. I don't even know if she's clothed properly. Over there huddled, crying. Talk about embarrassing. Humiliating. "And when they continued, he lifted up himself and he looked them in the eye. He said, 'He that's without sin among you can throw the first rock.'" And he stooped down and continued writing on the ground. Now, have they set themselves up superior to this woman? Oh, yeah. Are they loving her? No. Are they wanting to show her mercy? No, they're wanting to judge her. They're wanting her to have another opportunity. No, they want her killed. They want her judged. They're acting like they have not sinned. They have forgotten, conveniently, their failures and shortcomings and mistakes. And Jesus brings this to their attention. Now, you ready to judge her for her sin? He's not saying she didn't sin. He's not saying what she did was okay. But he's saying, what about you? This is the thing we must do every time we're tempted to judge somebody else. We must discipline ourselves to say, what about me? What about me? I'm all upset with them. I'm ready to judge them. What about me? And then this is where you're made or broken here. If you're going to play games and act proudly, you'll act like you don't know how much you've messed up. But if you'll be honest and humble, you'll say in a hurry, "Hey, I got no stones to throw. I have messed up so bad, so many times. I'm not a candidate to stone anybody." Verse 9, "And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out. One by one, beginning at the eldest," they lived longer, made more mistakes. They left first. "Even to the last, and Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst." What caused them from being adamant about judging her to completely do a 180 and shut up and leave? What caused them? They considered themselves. Come on, can you see this? And judged themselves, and they had to walk away right now. But they were ready to kill her. Is that right? 5 minutes before. Verse 10. "Jesus lifted up himself and he saw none but the woman." They're all gone. "And he said to her, 'Woman, where is your accusers? Has no man condemned you?' She said, 'No man, Lord.'" What do you think is going through her heart and mind right now? She thinks for sure she's about to die in such embarrassment. And Jesus looked at her. She still don't know what he's going to say and do. And he says, "Neither do I condemn you." The one who could condemn her, who had no sin, said, "I choose not to." go and sin no more. Just don't get back into it. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Then Jesus spoke to him and said, I'm the light of the world. He that follows me will not walk in darkness, but he will have the light of life. Oh, somebody say, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Galatians 6, verse 1 in the Amplified. 6:1 in the Amplified. Brethren, if any person's overtaken in a misconduct or a sin of any sort, you who are spiritual, if you're spiritual, this is what you'll do. Set him right. Restore him. Reinstate him without any sense of superiority. Can you see this? Hallelujah. This will win the world. When people know that you live so much better life than they do, and you are a holy person, and you live a righteous life, and yet they know they can come to you and talk to you about anything, and you won't despise them. You won't look down on them. You won't just write them off and shun them. This is the law of Christ. That's what he goes on to say. Bear one another's burdens and troublesome faults, and in this way fulfill and observe perfectly the law of Christ. For if any person think himself to be somebody, too important to condescend to another's load, when he's nobody of superiority except in his own estimation, he deceives, deludes, cheats himself. Let every person carefully scrutinize, examine, and test his own conduct. Is this judging yourself? He can then have personal satisfaction and joy of doing something commendable without resorting to boastful comparison with his neighbor. Thank God. It's a load off of you when you realize I don't have to judge you. Not my job. And the mercy flows. And the love flows, and whatever you sow, friend, it's coming back to you. You're being kind to people. You're showing mercy. You're forgiving. You're not being bitter. And so any obstacle that comes up in your life, grace just flows into you. And people are favorable to you, and you overcome and overcome and overcome. Wise people, when tempted to judge, show mercy and set themselves up for mercy in the future. If you show no mercy, you'll get judgment without mercy, James says. But mercy triumphs over judgment. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our Week of Increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.